At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Case studies in eclectic astrology, planets and nakshatras for Helvia. Rahu in fifth house, Gemini. Rahu placed in Helvia's fifth house weaves her emotional ambition, quest for recognition, and unconventional creativity into the domains of self-expression, romance, education, and personal achievements. As the lord of her first house of self-identity and vitality, Rahu's presence here emphasizes that Helvia's emotional growth, personal evolution, and sense of individuality are deeply connected to how she creatively expresses herself, seeks admiration, and invests in intellectual and emotional pursuits. Rahu in Punarvasu Nakshatra brings an emotional need for renewal, second chances, and emotional expansion through flexible and optimistic creativity. Punarvasu's symbolism of the bow and quiver, signifying readiness and resilience, suggests that Helvia's emotional instincts are to continually reinvent herself through her creative pursuits, educational endeavors, and romantic experiences. Her emotional nature seeks growth through exploration, learning, and emotionally meaningful self-expression that can adjust to changing circumstances. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Rahu in Punarvasu indicates that Helvia's emotional identity flourishes when she embraces her emotional resilience, nurturing her creative abilities while remaining open to continual emotional and intellectual expansion. Emotional highs are experienced when her creative efforts or intellectual contributions are recognized for their adaptability and optimism. Emotional lows arise when emotional efforts feel scattered, misunderstood, or when initial emotional enthusiasm wanes without grounding. There is a strong emotional connection to education, philosophy, healing arts, and emotionally uplifting creative expression, feeling emotionally fulfilled when her contributions help others find hope, renewal, or intellectual expansion. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance the emotional yearning for quick validation with the emotional patience required to nurture lasting creative and personal achievements. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through teaching, writing, creative arts, counseling, storytelling, and guiding others through phases of emotional renewal and intellectual awakening. Helvia is emotionally drawn to professions or roles that blend emotional intelligence, adaptability, and creative or educational outreach. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional inconsistency, difficulty sustaining emotional passion beyond initial inspiration, or emotional restlessness leading to frequent shifts in creative or romantic focus. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to root her emotional vision in steady, resilient action, trusting in the long-term blossoming of her emotional and creative seeds. Ultimately, Rahu in Punarvasu blesses Helvia with an emotionally expansive, adaptable, and resilient spirit, empowering her to continually reinvent her emotional and creative self, inspiring others through her journey of hope, healing, and renewal. Mars in 7th house, Uttara Falguni, Leo. Mars placed in Helvia's 7th house weaves her emotional drive, courage, and assertive energy into the realms of partnerships, alliances, and public interactions. As the lord of her 3rd and 10th houses, governing communication, skills, enterprise, career, and public standing, Mars here emphasizes that Helvia's emotional fulfillment, professional success, and personal growth are deeply connected to how she initiates, navigates, and asserts herself within significant partnerships and her public life. Mars in Uttara Falguni Nakshatra brings an emotional need for responsible action, emotional loyalty, and structured leadership in relationships. Uttara Falguni's symbolism of the back legs of a bed, representing partnership, stability, and service, suggests that Helvia's emotional instincts are geared toward forming emotionally loyal, duty-bound, and mutually supportive relationships. Her emotional nature seeks partnerships where she can be both a strong supporter and a confident leader, blending action with emotional reliability. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Mars in Atara Falguni indicates that Helvia's emotional identity is fortified when she balances emotional assertiveness with emotional fairness and loyalty within her partnerships. Emotional highs are experienced when partnerships are built on mutual respect, emotional commitment, and a shared sense of purpose. Emotional lows arise when relationships become emotionally one-sided, competitive, or if emotional sacrifices are unreciprocated. There is a strong emotional connection to leadership within alliances, initiating projects with partners, and building structured emotional and professional collaborations that endure over time. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional independence with emotional cooperation, ensuring that assertiveness strengthens rather than destabilizes emotional bonds. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through leadership and collaborative projects, partnership-focused career endeavors, entrepreneurial activities, or counseling and mentoring roles where emotional strength and fairness are pivotal. Helvia is emotionally drawn to professions and paths where negotiation, partnership management, and leadership in social or professional circles are crucial. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional impatience within relationships, emotional conflicts arising from assertiveness turning into dominance, or emotional burnout if personal efforts are not equally matched by partners. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to channel emotional strength into nurturing rather than overpowering her relationships. Ultimately, Mars in Atara Falguni blesses Helvia with an emotionally loyal, action-oriented, and leadership-driven spirit, empowering her to build enduring cooperative partnerships and to stand as a reliable, courageous presence in both personal and public spheres. Saturn in 8th house, Chitra Virgo. Saturn placed in Helvia's 8th house weaves her emotional discipline, resilience, and endurance into the intense and transformative realms of emotional rebirth, hidden resources, deep psychology, and shared investments. As the lord of her 1st and 12th houses, governing self-identity, vitality, hidden dimensions, and spiritual surrender, Saturn's placement here emphasizes that Helvia's emotional maturation, spiritual evolution, and personal power are deeply tied to how she handles emotional crises, hidden fears, and transformative processes. Saturn in Chitra Nakshatra brings an emotional need for structured creativity, building emotional beauty through discipline and methodical emotional reconstruction. Chitra's symbolism of the bright jewel, representing brilliance achieved through inner crafting and polishing, suggests that Helvia's emotional instincts are to carefully refine her emotional resilience, using emotional trials as opportunities to carve inner beauty, strength, and wisdom. Her emotional nature is practical, perfectionist, and determined to find emotional order within emotional chaos. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Saturn in Chitra indicates that Helvia's emotional identity is strengthened when she accepts emotional transformation as a slow, deliberate process of internal refinement. Emotional highs are experienced when she successfully restructures emotional vulnerabilities into emotional assets. Emotional lows arise when emotional hardships feel overwhelming or when emotional self-criticism impedes emotional growth. There is a strong emotional connection to healing, psychology, counseling, resource management, and emotional mastery through patient and detailed emotional reconstruction. Emotional growth lies in learning to embrace emotional imperfections as part of the process of emotional polishing, moving steadily toward emotional brilliance without harsh self-judgment. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through psychological work, crisis management, financial planning, healing professions, research, or spiritual disciplines that address hidden emotional processes. Helvia is emotionally drawn to roles requiring emotional strength, responsibility, discretion, and the ability to withstand and transform emotional intensity. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional fear of vulnerability, emotional isolation during crises, excessive emotional control, or emotional rigidity that delays necessary transformation. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to trust the slow emotional rebuilding process, realizing that emotional strength is cultivated not by avoiding crises, but by enduring and growing through them. Ultimately, Saturn in Chitra blesses Helvia with an emotionally refined, disciplined, and transformational spirit, empowering her to navigate life's emotional depths with craftsmanship, patience, and a profound emotional strength that shines through her trials and transformations. Jupiter in ninth house, Swati Libra. Jupiter placed in Helvia's ninth house weaves her emotional optimism, wisdom, and expansive ideals into the realms of higher learning, belief systems, destiny, long-distance travel, and philosophical pursuits. As the lord of her second and 11th houses, governing wealth, speech, social networks, and gains, Jupiter's placement here emphasizes that Helvia's emotional security, material prosperity, and social fulfillment are deeply linked to how she embraces knowledge, wisdom, ethical values, and emotional expansion through learning and exploration. Jupiter in Swati Nakshatra brings an emotional need for independence, emotional balance through flexibility, and emotional growth through intellectual freedom. Swati's symbolism of the young plant bending in the wind, representing adaptability and resilience, suggests that Helvia's emotional instincts are geared toward adjusting to new ideas, traveling emotional and intellectual landscapes, and building emotional strength through flexibility rather than rigidity. Her emotional nature seeks truth, fairness, and spiritual evolution while honoring individual emotional paths. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Jupiter in Swati indicates that Helvia's emotional identity blossoms when she remains emotionally open, adaptable, and ethically aligned while pursuing wisdom and collective growth. Emotional highs are experienced when she feels intellectually and spiritually free to explore, and when her emotional ideals align with social contributions. Emotional lows arise when emotional attachments to rigid beliefs limit her emotional and intellectual expansion. There is a strong emotional connection to teaching, counseling, traveling for knowledge, legal and ethical pursuits, and participating in global or humanitarian efforts that support emotional and collective upliftment. Emotional growth lies in learning to balance emotional independence with emotional loyalty to universal truths, ensuring that emotional growth remains inclusive and expansive. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through travel, higher education, mentoring, publishing, law, diplomacy, and participation in ethical reform or social justice movements. Helvia is emotionally drawn to paths where emotional wisdom, fairness, and intellectual adaptability lead to emotional and collective enrichment. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional restlessness if constrained intellectually or spiritually, emotional difficulty in committing to rigid systems, or emotional disillusionment if ideals are compromised. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to remain anchored in emotional faith while allowing herself and others the freedom to evolve emotionally and intellectually. Ultimately, Jupiter in Swati blesses Helvia with an emotionally expansive, ethically grounded, and intellectually resilient spirit, empowering her to guide herself and others through emotional flexibility, universal wisdom, and an ever-evolving quest for truth, balance, and emotional liberation. Sun in 10th house, Scorpio. Sun placed in Helvia's 10th house weaves her emotional vitality, sense of purpose, and leadership drive into the realms of career, public recognition, reputation, and contribution to the world. As the lord of her 7th house of partnerships and public image, the sun's placement here emphasizes that Helvia's emotional fulfillment, relational dynamics, and societal standing are deeply linked to how she asserts her individuality, authority, and emotional dignity in her professional and public life. Sun in Anuradha Nakshatra brings an emotional need for loyal leadership, disciplined achievement, and emotionally resonant authority. Anuradha's symbolism of the blossoming lotus through adversity suggests that Helvia's emotional instincts are to rise steadily, cultivating leadership and success through emotional endurance, loyal alliances, and the disciplined pursuit of purpose. Her emotional nature craves positions of influence where emotional loyalty, trustworthiness, and protective leadership are valued above mere displays of power. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Sun in Anuradha indicates that Helvia's emotional identity shines when she leads with emotional integrity, building emotional and professional legacies through perseverance, trust, and disciplined relationships. Emotional highs are experienced when she is recognized for emotionally loyal leadership and when she protects and nurtures collective goals. Emotional lows arise if emotional betrayals or power struggles challenge her professional dignity or emotional self-respect. There is a strong emotional connection to public leadership, social influence, building emotionally enduring legacies, and mentoring others toward their own paths of emotional and professional growth. Emotional growth lies in learning to channel emotional loyalty into collective upliftment while balancing emotional pride with emotional humility. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through leadership roles, government or corporate work, entrepreneurship, mentoring, public administration, or humanitarian leadership initiatives. Helvia is emotionally drawn to professions that allow her to combine emotional endurance with strategic leadership, guiding others through protection, loyalty, and emotional wisdom. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional vulnerability to public scrutiny, emotional struggles with authority figures or professional betrayals, or emotional isolation if leadership burdens feel too heavy. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to lead with emotional wisdom, building trust through emotional loyalty, and standing resiliently through cycles of public challenge and acclaim. Ultimately, Sun in Anuradha blesses Helvia with an emotionally loyal, disciplined, and protective leadership spirit, empowering her to shine in her public and professional life through emotional integrity, collective upliftment, and the graceful endurance of emotional and worldly trials. Mercury in 10th house, Anuradha Scorpio. Mercury placed in Helvia's 10th house weaves her emotional intelligence, adaptability, and communication skills into the domains of career, public reputation, professional relationships, and leadership. As the lord of her 5th and 8th houses, governing creativity, education, self-expression, psychological depth, and hidden transformations, Mercury's placement here highlights that Helvia's emotional fulfillment, creative output, and professional success are closely tied to how she communicates, negotiates, and intellectually navigates emotionally complex environments. Mercury in Anuradha Nakshatra brings an emotional need for strategic communication, emotionally disciplined learning, and fostering loyal, transformational networks. Anuradha's symbolism of the blossoming lotus through adversity suggests that Helvia's emotional instincts are drawn toward intellectually navigating emotional challenges, building trust through carefully chosen words, and patiently cultivating professional alliances that withstand emotional trials. Her emotional nature seeks precision, loyalty, and emotional maturity in her professional dialogues and creative expressions. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Mercury in Anuradha indicates that Helvia's emotional identity flourishes when she communicates with emotional depth, strategic emotional intelligence, and a commitment to building emotionally sustainable professional and creative structures. Emotional highs are experienced when her words, ideas, and professional guidance are recognized for their emotional wisdom and intellectual loyalty. Emotional lows surface when communication breakdowns, breaches of trust, or professional conflicts challenge her emotional equilibrium. There is a strong emotional connection to roles that involve emotional counseling, crisis management, research, writing, public speaking, or negotiation, especially where emotional sensitivity, loyalty, and intellectual resilience are demanded. Emotional growth lies in learning to navigate emotional intensity with intellectual poise, ensuring that emotional truth is expressed without emotional rigidity or emotional manipulation. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through intellectual pursuits tied to emotional resilience, emotionally guided leadership, professional mentorship, research, journalism, or any career where words and emotional intelligence create enduring impact. Helvia is emotionally drawn to careers that allow her to blend strategic thought, emotional insight, and leadership through communication. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional frustration when misunderstood, emotional guardedness leading to communication blockages, or emotional power struggles within professional relationships. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to trust the power of emotionally aligned communication, using it to heal, inspire, and build resilient professional and emotional legacies. Ultimately, Mercury in Anuradha blesses Helvia with an emotionally strategic, resilient, and communicatively powerful spirit, empowering her to lead, heal, and transform the emotional and intellectual landscape she moves through with loyalty, patience, and deep emotional wisdom. K2 in 11th house, Uttara Ashada Sagittarius. Ketu, placed in Helvia's 11th house, weaves her emotional detachment, spiritual insight, and karmic refinement into the realms of friendships, social networks, collective aspirations, and material gains. As the lord of her 10th house of career, leadership, and public achievement, Ketu's placement here highlights that Helvia's emotional growth, career evolution, and social fulfillment are deeply connected to how she spiritually detaches from superficial validations while nurturing meaningful, purposeful collective goals. Ketu in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra brings an emotional need for disciplined righteousness, emotional service to collective causes, and emotional mastery through surrender to higher truths. Uttara Ashada's symbolism of ultimate victory through truth and perseverance suggests that Helvia's emotional instincts are drawn towards social leadership based not on popularity, but on quiet dedication to noble collective missions. Her emotional nature seeks inner triumph through patient emotional service, ethical contribution, and steadfast adherence to higher emotional and moral ideals. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra insights, Ketu in Uttara Ashada indicates that Helvia's emotional identity matures when she lets go of emotional attachments to public acclaim or material rewards, finding deeper emotional satisfaction in loyal service, social righteousness, and spiritual contribution to collective advancement. Emotional highs are experienced when she quietly fulfills social or professional missions with emotional discipline and karmic sincerity. Emotional lows surface if emotional alienation from groups or disillusionment with collective causes lead to emotional withdrawal. There is a strong emotional connection to collective service, humanitarian leadership, teaching, spiritual reform movements, or institutional work that aims for emotional justice, equality, and collective upliftment. Emotional growth lies in learning to serve without seeking emotional validation, recognizing that true emotional fulfillment comes from quietly fulfilling her spiritual and social dharma. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through community service, social reform, philosophical education, humanitarian networks, or guiding collective projects toward higher, morally rooted purposes. Helvia is emotionally drawn to causes where ethical leadership, emotional detachment from ego, and perseverance for the greater good are central. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional isolation within social circles, difficulty finding emotionally aligned groups, or emotional frustration if collective ideals are compromised by ego-driven dynamics. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to maintain her emotional loyalty to truth and purpose, even when recognition or external validation is absent. Ultimately, Ketu in Uttara Ashada blesses Helvia with an emotionally steadfast, service-oriented, and spiritually disciplined spirit, empowering her to lead and uplift communities with emotional wisdom, quiet strength, and unwavering devotion to collective moral and emotional victory. Moon in 12th House, Shravana, Capricorn. Moon, placed in Helvia's 12th house, weaves her emotional sensitivity, subconscious patterns, and inner emotional life into the realms of solitude, spirituality, hidden emotional processes, and private healing. As the lord of her 6th house, governing daily routines, service, conflicts, and healing, the moon's placement here highlights that Helvia's emotional fulfillment, inner peace, and ability to serve others are closely tied to how she navigates emotional retreat, emotional detachment from daily pressures, and subconscious emotional renewal. Moon in Shravana Nakshatra brings an emotional need for inner listening, emotional wisdom, and spiritual attunement. Shravana's symbolism of the ear, representing deep listening and receptivity, suggests that Helvia's emotional instincts are directed inward, seeking emotional clarity through introspection, meditation, emotional observation, and spiritual learning. Her emotional nature finds solace and strength in emotional solitude, deep emotional reflection, and in emotionally absorbing wisdom from silent, often hidden sources. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Moon in Shravana indicates that Helvia's emotional identity thrives when she nurtures her emotional body through quiet observation, emotional detachment from noise, and inner emotional education. Emotional highs are experienced when she feels emotionally anchored in her spiritual and inner life, and when her emotional receptivity helps guide herself and others toward healing. Emotional lows surface when emotional isolation becomes loneliness, or when emotional duties weigh heavily on her sensitive emotional system. There's a strong emotional connection to counseling, spiritual service, healing professions, emotional retreat spaces, and environments where emotional privacy, wisdom sharing, and emotional nurturing of the unseen are honored. Emotional growth lies in learning to differentiate between emotional withdrawal for healing and emotional escapism, ensuring that her inner emotional journey strengthens her outward emotional contributions. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through meditation, spiritual practices, private healing work, dream work, emotional journaling, and professions that allow emotional solitude while fostering emotional service, such as counseling, research, healing, or spiritual teaching. Helvia is emotionally drawn to environments where emotional stillness, wisdom, and sensitivity are prized over external action or recognition. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional vulnerability to subconscious fears, emotional absorption of collective emotional pain, emotional confusion between duty and self-care, or emotional melancholy if isolated too deeply. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to nourish her emotional body through conscious emotional practices, balancing service to others with emotional regeneration for herself. Ultimately, Moon in Shravana blesses Helvia with an emotionally wise, receptive, and spiritually attuned heart, empowering her to find emotional healing, wisdom, and fulfillment in the quiet spaces of life, where true emotional resilience and compassion are born. Venus in 12th house, Uttara Ashada Capricorn. Venus placed in Helvia's 12th house weaves her emotional desires, aesthetic sensibilities, and need for love and harmony into the inward realms of solitude, spiritual surrender, private longing, and hidden emotional yearnings. As the lord of her 4th and 9th houses, governing inner emotional security, home, higher wisdom, and belief systems, Venus's placement here highlights that Helvia's emotional fulfillment, inner peace, and spiritual alignment are deeply linked to how she experiences love, devotion, and beauty in quiet, unseen, or transcendent ways. Venus in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra brings an emotional need for disciplined love, spiritual refinement, and the pursuit of truth in matters of affection and relationship. Uttara Ashada's symbolism of victory through righteousness suggests that Helvia's emotional instincts are attuned to building lasting emotional values through loyalty, inner strength, and the quiet pursuit of love that uplifts and sustains rather than indulges. Her emotional nature seeks noble connection, grace through endurance, and emotionally meaningful surrender in love and devotion. Drawing from the planets in Nakshatra Insights, Venus in Uttara Ashada indicates that Helvia's emotional identity matures when she aligns her romantic ideals and aesthetic longings with disciplined emotional values, spiritual purpose, and quiet service. Emotional highs are experienced through soulful connections, devotional creativity, or emotional surrender to a higher love. Emotional lows arise when emotional expectations go unmet, when private sacrifices are unseen, or when love becomes more of a silent ache than a visible exchange. There is a strong emotional connection to spiritual romance, unspoken love, healing through art, devotional music, sacred solitude, and karmic relationships that unfold behind the scenes or across spiritual dimensions. Emotional growth lies in learning to ground her longing for the ideal into emotionally responsible love, one that values integrity, inner beauty, and spiritual resonance. Lifestyle tendencies with this placement include emotional rejuvenation through devotional rituals, sacred art, music, temple or retreat environments, private artistic creation, or spiritually aligned love relationships. Helvia is emotionally drawn to paths that blend spiritual dedication with aesthetic sensitivity, where emotional fulfillment is found not in public applause, but in silent emotional surrender and divine emotional communion. Challenges tied to this placement include emotional loneliness in love, silent suffering due to unexpressed affection, or emotional escapism into fantasy or spiritual bypassing. Emotional maturity unfolds as she learns to honor her emotional longings while grounding them in clarity, emotional dignity, and truth-oriented connection. Ultimately, Venus in Uttara Ashada blesses Helvia with an emotionally noble, spiritually refined, and devoted heart, empowering her to experience love as a sacred inner force, radiating through her solitude, grace, and unwavering emotional integrity.